Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are thankful, we are grateful, we are blessed that God gave us another day, because somebody didn't wake up this morning on this side of the earth. But we can say we are grateful to be sons and daughters of the Most High, who gave us another opportunity for another day. So I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness, for your love toward all of us, God. For you are so good. You are so mighty. You are so awesome. And I am just so very, very thankful to know who I am and that I am a child of God. So thanking God again. Thanking God for you, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely morning? I pray all is well with you and yours.
Amen. I'm doing good. God
Praise
is just
God.
Good.
I know I'm feeling so much better. Thanking God for it. Prayers of righteous are availing much. I go back to the doctor today, but I believe that all is going to be fine and I'm going to be good. In the name of Jesus, I'm claiming it. But when I say this to you, and this is me telling you all this because I love you, when God says rest, do it. As the song says, just do it. As the Nike Swish does, when God says rest, just do it. Because if you don't do it, he will rest you. And I don't want permanent rest. I want to be able to do the things that God has called me to do. So I am resting this week. You know, I am
Amen.
Resting because that is what God said, and because he kind of put me in this position to do it. So I'm going to do it, and I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for our opportunity to do more resting. So thanking God for the rest. Thanking God for his glory. Thanking God because he is just like that, good and kind and loving. Whew. We are blessed to know
yeah.
who we are and that he is ours and we are his. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord and you're coming in. Praise the Lord and you're going out. Just praise the Lord. And as we get ready to go into our word this morning, I do have a prayer this morning. And we will end with a word from Sister Carolyn today. But our word for today is a simple word, remain faithful. If we are faithless, Amen. He remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, ESV. Faithful Father, you are undeniably good in your consistency. You don't go back on your promises, even when I lose all faith. How can that be? Thank you that your follow-through is not dependent on my own. I am so grateful that your word is your honor. It is such a relief to realize that you are bigger, better, and more steady than I can imagine. When I start to wander and wonder, lead me back to you in your loving kindness. As the psalm says, your faithfulness stretches to the skies. It is beyond my understanding, though it blows me away with your goodness at every new level of revelation. As you are faithful, may I reflect you in this way, becoming more and more like you. Thank you for a new day to experience your unwavering pursuit. You are so worthy of my praise. How has God's faithfulness changed your life? And I can say I am feeling better today because of his faithfulness. and because I believe and stand on his word. And as our title for this morning says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. I stand on the word of the Lord. And I thank God for an opportunity to remain faithful and know that he is with me always and that I don't have to worry. I don't have to walk in fear. All I have to do is believe that all things work together for good and that it works together for my good because I am called according to his purpose. Not my will, but his will in all things. So thank the Lord this morning. Tell God I love you and watch and see how he works in your life. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you as we get ready to go into the word. And this morning we are in Exodus chapter 27 through 28. Our psalm this morning is the 20th psalm, verses 1 through 5. Our proverb today is Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 5. And we are in Matthew chapter 24 through 29. Chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. And our title is coming out of Matthew chapter 24. Mother Valerie will be coming to you from Exodus 27, 28. And she will also be reading Psalms 20, 1 through 5, which is life's questions. So, and I may come back with her on some of the questions as we have a small discussion, God willing. But Mother Valerie will be with you in our Exodus and Psalm work. So, Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you and thank you again for joining us and thanking God again for answering our prayers for your speedy recovery. But we know that all things are working because we are trusting. Thank you, God. So, Mother Valerie, it is all yours.
Good morning, people of God. I thank and praise God for another day. He did it again. The temperature is about 48 degrees, and we did have a sun rise. God is good all the time. So we give God praise in everything. No matter what we go through, God is with us. And so I thank God for another day. He did it again. I'm coming out of Exodus 27:1, 28:43. You should make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You should make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horn shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with brass. Also, you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its forks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze, and on the network you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. You shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath that. The network may be midway up the altar. You should make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar to bury it. You should make it hollow with boards, as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it. You shall also make the cord of the tabernacle from the south side 3. There shall be 3 hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side, and its 20 pillars and their 30 sockets shall be bronze. Hooks of the pillars and the vans shall be silver. Likewise, along the length of the north side, there should be hangings 100 cubits long with its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of pillars and the vans of silver. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. Width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. Hanging on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and 3 sockets. and on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits with their three pillars and their three sockets. For the gate of the court, there should be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine wooden linen made by a weaver. It should have four pillars of four sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. The hooks shall be of silver, sockets of bronze. The length of the court should be 100 cubits, the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and the sockets of bronze. All the utilities of the tabernacle for all its service, all its pegs, all the pegs of the court shall be of bronze. You should command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. In the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his son shall tend it from evening into morning before the Lord. It should be a statute forever to their generation on behalf of the children of Israel. Now take Aaron, your brother, his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's son, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, and you should make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisan, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron and your brother and sons, that he may minister to me as priest. They should take the gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread, and the fine linen, and they should make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen. Work it. It should have two shoulder straps joined at its two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the woven band of ephod, which is on it, shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread, fine woolen linen. Then you should take two oxen stones and engrave on them the names of the son of Israel, six of their names on one stone, six names on the other stone, in order of their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engraving of a signet. You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the son of Israel. You shall set them in the settings of gold. And you should put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as a memorial stone for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold. You should make two chains of pure gold, like braided cords, and fasten the braided chains to the setting. You should make the breastplate of judgment, woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You should make it of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine wooden linen. You should make it. It should be doubled into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you should put setting stone in it, four rows of stones. The first row should be a sardis, a topaz, and an ember. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a turquoise, a sapphire, a diamond. Third row, a jasmine, an agate, an amethyst. The fourth row, a beryl, an oxen, a jasper. They should be set in gold settings, and the stones shall have the names of the son of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engraving of a signet, each one with its own name. They shall be according to the 12 tribes. Used to make chains for the breastplate at the end, like braided cords of pure gold. You should make two rings of gold for the breastplate, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Then you should put the two braided chains of gold in two rings, which are on the ends of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings Put them on the shoulders or straps of the ephod in the front. You should make two rings of gold. Put them on the two ends of the breastplate on the edge of it, which is on the inner side of the ephod. And two other rings of gold you should make and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod toward its front, right at the seam, above wooden band of the ephod. They shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod using a blue cord so that it is above the woven band on the ephod, and so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the son of Israel on the breastplate of the judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually. You shall put the breastplate of judgment, the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. There shall be an open for his head in the middle of it. It should be a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear. And upon its hem, you should make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around the hem, bells of gold between them all around, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around. And it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and his sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord when he comes out, that he may not die. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That's the title. And God is making this tabernacle, and it's got to be done accordingly to the way he speaks it. Everything has to be exact. You should also make a plate of pure gold, engrave it on it like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And you shall put on it a blue cord, that it may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban. So it shall be on Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallowed in all their holy gifts. And it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. You shall skillfully woven the tunic of the fine linen thread. You shall make the turban of the fine linen, and you shall make the sash of wooden work. For Aaron's son, you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them for glory and beauty. So you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from waist to the thigh. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statue forever to him and his descendants after him. I mean, that tabernacle had to be just so, because it was holy unto the Lord. Life lessons, Exodus 28:3. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments. God commissions and equips for his service not merely religious individuals such as pastors and evangelists, but men and women whom he gifts in many ways. If you answer phone, do so as unto the Lord. I mean, everything had to be blue and whatever colors he wanted, and everything had to be exact. 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square. Height shall be 3 cubits. I think 1 cubit is 18 inches. I think I might have that right. A cubit is 18 inches. So God wanted everything exact. Even when Aaron and his sons came to worship before the Lord in the holy place. They had to do it so that they do not incur iniquity, and if they didn't do it right, they would die. I mean, this is just totally, totally God. You had to anoint them, consecrate them, sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. They had to have linen trousers to cover their nakedness. I mean, it had to be, everything had to be done in just a holy way. God had his way, and we had to do it Yahweh, not our way, but Yahweh. God is good all the time. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget. I mean, this is, we don't make a tabernacle like that right now in this day and age, but we do have a holy place. And Pastor's saying all the time, no chewing gum, keep it clean. The temple of God should be clean and holy, and God's presence is there. So,
amen.
I mean, this is really something. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget.
Amen, amen. You know, and Mother, as we go into that Psalm verse again, Psalm 21 through 5, you know, it says, may the Lord answer you in the day of your trouble. May the name of God, the God of Jacob, defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. It is not may man send you help. May this person send you help. May boo-boo and them down the street send you help. You know, Sister Susie, send you help. Excuse me. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he, meaning God, remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. You know, God is always there, filling our petitions. You know, and when we went to those life lessons, answers to life's questions, how can I feel secure in the Lord during troubled times? You know, when you don't feel well, when you're just kind of out of it and you're like, Lord, I need some strength. I need you to help me. I just need more of you, God. Believe me, he comes through. And it says, of one thing, you can be certain in any time of trouble, suffering, hardship, difficulty, pain, or tragedy, the Lord is with you time and again in his word, Mother Valerie. The Lord assures you of his presence. You know, and I can tell you, I had a great time just spending time with God over these last few days. You know, I love doing historical facts and lining up biblical teachings with certain things. And, you know, and I love, I did a study on yesterday on the name of Jesus. And it was very enlightening, you know, how we have allowed so many doctrines come in and change the name. As we all know, J, the letter J, did not exist in the Hebrew language. And that, you know, if you wanted to pronounce the name, it was Yeshua or Joshua. And then it was Yeshua. And it's like Yeshua is the name of Jesus. And Yah for our Father God, our Yahweh. And it's like, wow, you know, when we stop and think about the whole concept of how even the language can be changed to circumvent what the word says, but Jesus said that his name will always remain the same, you know, and that he told us that there would be those that would change his name. And I thought, wow, when the scriptures line up so dramatically, it gives you a sense of wow. So I had some wow moments in my study, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, God, you are showing us so much and telling us so much, you know, that we are starting to come into enlightenment, which is what God wants us to have, an enlightened heart to understand that he is the one. He says, how can I feel secure in the Lord during times of troubled times? God wants us to know the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, you will find, you will be found. You know, I seek God and I believe that I am found every day. Every time he wakes me up, I had a great night's sleep. You know, no coughing, no anything, just a great night's sleep. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. I feel refreshed. I feel renewed. I feel restored. And that's what we want to feel. And it says, stand salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. 2 Chronicles 20:17. God is always there. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Psalms 21:4. God is so good. You know, do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. Jeremiah 42:11. And we all know Jeremiah went through some stuff. Think about it. You're stuck in a pit because nobody wants to believe what you're telling them when everything you said is the truth. Be strong, all you people of the land, to the Lord at work, for I'm with you, a God. 2:4. God has never left us. He will be with us today, just like he was with us yesterday, like he will be with us forever. All we have to do is know that he loves us like that. Jesus said the same thing to his disciples. I am with you always. Matthew 28:20, which we will be getting to, I believe, on Sunday or Monday. But we'll be getting into it next week, this scripture. And Jesus is going to always be with us. He has never left us. Or if you want to call him by his name, Yeshua said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He always will be with us. You know, if God is for us, who can be against us, Mother Valerie? Who can be against us if God be for us? If God, and I know he is, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. No one. And I answer that question. Don't answer this question too quickly, for the truth is many people can rise up against us. They can cheat us, harass us, persecute us, insult us, mock us, physically injure us, even kill us. But here's the point. In the end, they can never win. Come on now. They can never win. Never win. And that we have seen in history. When God is for you, when you are his chosen, you may go through hell and back. But I tell you one thing, in the end, God wins. And we win because we are his chosen. We are his children, and he loves us like that. And I love this word that Dr. Stanley gives us. He says, the more you read and study God's words, the stronger your faith will grow. The more you trust God, and the more you will grow in your understanding that he is trustworthy in all things, at all times. The more you take courage in the Lord's presence with you, the more secure you will feel, even in the most troubling of times and the most trying of circumstances. The Lord alone is your security, every moment of your life. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, Mother Valerie. Thanking God for this word. Thanking God for you. And just thanking God for all of you that listen in, that tune in to be with us as we study and learn together. But we are learning together that God is in charge of our life, that God is in charge of everything. And when we trust in him, when we believe in him, everything else falls into place. That we don't have to stand on our own understanding because we don't know hardly anything. But when we stand on the word of God, everything else falls into place. When we stand on the word of God, God leads and guides us and takes us to the next level. He takes us to his throne. But we got to want to go there. Do you want to one day see God? Do you want to one day stand in his presence? I know I do. Hallelujah. I am grateful and I'm thankful and I'm blessed to be a child of God. Because as the word of God tells us, heaven and earth will pass away. But my words will by no means pass away. We got to stand on the word of God. And this is what Solomon said. My son, keep my words. There it is, that word. And treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live. And my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, ah, my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from this adulteress who flatters with her words. And we all know what happened to Joseph. We know that he had to run for his life because Potiphar's wife was after him with everything in her, with her immoral self. We called her ratchet because that's what she was acting. And he had to run. He had to flee, even though he wound up in prison. But from his going down, God gave him a come up. And understand, from our going down, God will give us a come up. For whatever you think is going wrong, God will give you a come up. I'm believing and waiting on my come up because I know that God's got us covered. And as we go into our word, it says this in Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, we understand in our word on yesterday, I'm going to go back because it's one of my highlightables, and it says this in verse number 26. It says, well, let's go back to verse 23 because we want to understand what this verse is meaning for those that were not with us on yesterday. In Matthew chapter 24, when we go back to verse 23, it says, then if anyone says to you, look here, is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand, we've been given a warning by the word of God. Remember that. He said, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But remember, what did he tell us? That his word will not. So this word is not going to pass away. He told us, don't go, right? Do not believe it. And then as we go to verse number 26, he says, therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner room. Do not believe it. But as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And then he told us, immediately after the tribulation, of those days, the sun will be darkened. We know it'll be an eclipse. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the, what, clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, learn this parable. Branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves. You know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. His word will not pass away. He has given us an understanding. He knows our names. He knows everything about us, and he is giving us a blueprint so that we will not fall for the okie dokes of the Jim Joneses of the world. We will not fall for the foolishness of this earth and follow after false teachings, false prophets, liars, and cheats. God is wanting us to have common sense. He is giving it to us. He is telling us, be careful. And he says, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus is letting us know, I don't even know when I'm coming. I just know these are the signs that you should keep in mind. These are the things you should watch for. But the exact moment that I'm coming, I don't even know. Only my Father knows. So he's letting us know, I'm not God. I am his son. And my Father is the only one that knows when I will return. And it goes on to say, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Don't let anybody tell you that the end of the world and Jesus is coming July 1st, 2027. He said that it's not there. It's not in the Word. It don't have anything to do. It's all a lie. It has nothing. It's not there. It's not there. We got to remember, it's not there. It tells us no man, even the Son of Man, knows when he is coming. So don't let anybody give you some prophetic word that Jesus is coming on this day, this hour, this minute, this moment. You don't know. Because if God didn't give it to his son, he didn't give it to you. It's a false prophet. It's false prophet.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Listen. If somebody tells you that Jesus has come and that he is in the desert of Mecca, don't go, because he's not there. That's
Amen.
Not Jesus. That's the spirit of the Babylonian Antichrist. Come on now. We better watch and listen. God is telling us, he's given us discernment and understanding that he is not there. Don't listen. But he tells us to be ready. He says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We don't know when he's coming. We don't know. That's why God is telling us to live every day as if it's your last, to treat others as if you will never see them again. I just found out recently that another one of my classmates died. You know, she was a class under me, but a very nice young woman. We were in drill corps and choir and other activities together. She was like one of the greatest track stars of my high school. And just found out she passed away. We don't know when it's our time. But we need to live every day to treat others the way we want to be treated and to love God above all else. Love the Lord. And then it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, and appoint him to his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Understand, you don't know when Jesus is coming. And the one thing you don't want to be caught is for Jesus to come and catch you in your sins. We got to remember, no man knows the day. No man knows the hour. No man knows the second. Not even Jesus when he is coming. Only the Father knows. But there will be all kinds of things that we will go through before his coming. And we need to be prepared. It's time to get your bags packed. It's time to be ready whenever Jesus calls. It's time to go to work, to not be like the lazy servant, drinking and having and partying down and beating our fellow workers. And understand the power of the tongue can beat down somebody. You can cause death and you can cause life with that little membrane behind your teeth. Be careful who you allow in your ear. You can't listen to everybody because everybody may not be truthful. So trust God. Believe in what he tells you, not what Sister Susie and all the folks down the street are telling you about everything. I love how folks can tell you what's going on in your church and never step foot in it. We need to start nip, as the Barney Fife used to say, nip it in the bud. Don't even entertain those that want to speak all the negatives. Entertain folks that got something positive to say, because we serve a positive and an awesome and almighty God. Keep trusting God. Keep believing in God and knowing that he's got you covered. From the crowns of your heads to the soles of your feet, we are blessed beyond measure. And as we go into a word of life lesson, it says this from my proverb this morning. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. How do we approach our time in Scripture? As a grinding duty to be completed as quickly as possible, or as a delightful opportunity to get to know God? David exclaimed, oh, how I love your law. Psalms 119:97. We got to love it. We got to want to study. We got to want to learn. We can't get so caught up in doctrine. Well, you know, I'm a Protestant. Well, I'm a Catholic. Well, I'm a Methodist. Well, I'm a Baptist. Where I'm a Southern Baptist, where I'm a Missionary Baptist, where I'm an AME, where I'm a United Methodist, where I'm a Presbyterian. You know, we can't get caught up in all of that. We got to get caught up in Yah. We got to get caught up in the blood of our Savior. We got to get caught up in Yeshua. We got to know who we belong to. We can't get caught up in the fables, in the, well, I'm chosen, you're not. I'm this, you're not. I'm that, you're not. I'm better than you. I'm superior than you. We are all children of God.
Amen.
And as far as our complexion, it's just because of where we located. Some located
Amen.
South, so they may be a little darker. Some located north, so they may be a little lighter. Some located east and some located west. We don't know. Wherever you're located may be why your complexion is what it is. But underneath it all, you still bleed the same blood. You still have the same situation. And we need to stop the foolishness of prejudice and bigotry because it's not of God. We got to get out of all the foolishness of who's better than whom. We're all saved by grace, and we're all saved by the blood. Matthew 24:44, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Can you imagine standing somewhere speaking a whole lot of negatives, cussing folks out, talking about this person and that person, wanting to hurt this person or that person, and you look up, and here comes the Son of Man on the clouds with the angels of heaven, and there you are, caught in serious sin. You already know where your destination is going to be, and it's not going to be with him. Your destination is going to be in the pit, in the fiery furnace, and I called it a furnace, but we know it's a fiery pit with the evil one to burn for eternity because you forgot who was the Savior. And understand, you don't want to be caught like the servant who done beat his fellow servants, got drunk, laid out because he didn't know when the master was coming home. We don't want to be laid out drunk after hurting somebody and then Jesus comes. You don't want to be caught like that. We want to be caught up because we're doing right. Caught up because we're on our knees. Caught up because we're looking up, knowing that he's coming, and we want to be there with him with our hands lifted high and our eyes lifted up. We want to praise him. We want to worship him. We want to give him the honor and the glory that is due his holy name. And it tells us this, despite many attempts over the centuries to pinpoint the time of Jesus' return, God's word stands, he will come at an hour you do not expect. We are to remain in a perpetual state of readiness. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. And that is my firm belief. We got to be ready. Trust God today. Believe and know heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The word that God gave us in Exodus, he gave the children of Israel a blueprint for everything. David said, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. Solomon told his son, my son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. And Jesus told us, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And then he told us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We can stand on this word of God. We can believe it. We can touch it. We can feel it. We can know that the word of God is true. And so now, Mother Valerie and I, if there is anybody that has a word that God has put in your spirit, that is put in your heart to share this morning, mighty word of God, then please don't hesitate to push the number 1 to call 213-943-3597. Good morning, Evangelist. Your line is open.
Yes, you know, this is something I learned in the year 2000. And I've been keeping it in my heart, and I believe it with all my soul, that God wants us to have a relationship with him, that all religions are man-made, but the relationship with him will lead you into everlasting life. As a mother and child, a father and child, he wants a deeper relationship for us to have to him. So he is calling for us to call him Daddy God. Call him Abba Father. He is our daddy. Like I tell everybody, we may have different moms, but we all have the same daddy.
Come on,
he loves us just that much to anoint us and appoint us this day. He wants us to work hard for him right now. For the time is coming for the true worshipers. A lot of people don't understand that. I do. Because I know that I know that I know, no matter what, we cannot lose our relationship with him. So many are falling aside. So many are stuck in religion. I'm going to have that relationship with him forevermore. And I pray that each and every person listening learns to have a relationship with God. And that will be all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist, thank you for your boldness. Thank you for speaking. I know that everything you just spoke came from the Lord. I know it did, because everything you said is the stuff that I think my own self. So thanking God for the touching in agreement. We better understand doctrine. And all these different religions and all this stuff is man-made.
Yeah.
It's man-made. Man-made doctrine. It's not from God. Some of it is inspired. We all know everything is inspired. But God is not a divisive God. He's not. He wants us to be unified in the love of him. And I'm not talking some one-world religion based on some man-made nonsense. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that we have strayed so far away from God, from his word, from what he told us to do and how he told us to do it. You know, there's some things that don't make sense in what we do and what we say. And then you know that if you say it, then somebody's going to vilify you and beat you down, because now we have what we call the keyboard bandits, and all they want to do is beat you up anonymously on the internet. But a truth is a truth. We have strayed so far away from the teachings of this word that we are supposed to be standing on. There's so much that we need to go back to the basics.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the basics of what the word tells us.
Yeah.
The Sabbath, the holy days, the things that we should be doing. And there's so many that don't even know their names, don't know who and where they come from, cannot tell you who their great-great-great-grandfather was, because they have been lost in time. I can't tell you who I am or where I come from. I thank God that I did the ancestry for African, from African ancestry, and I know I am from the Dakar tribe of Cameroon. But again, the Takar is a tribe that you don't really know where they come from in Cameroon, because they are a tribe that came and they were sold because they were not from there. Come on there. You know, we don't know who we are. We still are searching, and we're asking God, Lord, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Thank you, God, for all of you, Mother Valerie, is there anything else in your spirit and anyone else?
You know what?
I
was thinking about Psalms 21:5. Of one thing you can be certain, in any time of trouble, suffering and hardship, difficulty and pain or tragedy, the Lord is with you. Time and again in his word, the Lord assures you of his presence. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. He's with you. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Doesn't matter who's against you if God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against us? The Lord is with you. He said, do not be afraid. Says the Lord, for I am with you. And God says that 365 times a year. Every day, I'm with you, little children. Don't be afraid. I am with you, the God of the heaven, the God of the earth, Abba, Father, Yahweh, his way. God is with you. He's with you in trouble. He's with you when you're sick. He's with you when you can't say a prayer, when you
can't say nothing but
Father. I love you, Lord. When you can't even speak, God is there. He's with you. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because absence from the body is presence with the Lord. Even when you're dying and you're going home to be with God. God said, I'm with you. I'm always with you. I'm with you now. I'll be with you then. God is just good. He's good all the time.
Yes, he is.
We have to keep his words. Keep his words and live. God is with us. And you have a word from Carol?
Amen. I do. Keep his word. Keep his word and live, Mother. I love that. We got to keep his word and live. Because when we live, we want to live eternally with the Father. We want to live eternally with the Son. We want that light of the Holy Spirit to shine so bright that when the Father sees us, he said, I know who you are. Hallelujah. I want him to. I know already. He knows my
Preach it.
My every thought. He knows. He knows the tears I've cried. He knows my heartache. He knows my pain. He knows me. And I can do nothing more than say, thank you, Lord. And as this word for this morning, Sister Carolyn always is right on point. Every time. Oh, Lord, thank you. And this is what the word she's got for us. It says, God hears every unspoken word. Come on now. God hears every unspoken word, sees every unseen wound, and mends every unbearable pain. Have faith, triumphant, thirsty. Can we say it? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. What did she say? God hears every unspoken word, sees every unseen wound, and mends every unbearable pain. Have faith. Have faith. And what did it say? May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. Wasn't that our psalm this morning? In verse number 4 of Psalms, the 20th Psalm. And then it says, have faith. And be a strong. God's got you. Have a triumphant thirsty. And then it says this, we will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Sister Carolyn just came in and preached the word this morning. So all I can say is thanking God for our sister in Christ. Thanking God for each and every one of you. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other in the precious and holy name of our matchless and awesome Savior. We lift up the name of Yeshua. We lift up the name of Yahweh. We lift up the name of the Lord and his Son. And we thank him for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, giving us knowledge and understanding every day. We open the word. May we remember who we belong to in the name, and we call out Yahweh. Have a blessed day, family, and know that you are covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, for you are sons and daughters of the Most High. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Mother Valerie, what is it?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Bye, because we got stuff to do. I got to go back to the doctor. And Mother's going to take a rest so that we can do what we got to do for God. Have a great day, family. It's a blessing.
It's a
in
wrap.
The presence. Be blessed. It's a wrap.